Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Trust in the media falls to a record low. Republicans hold a lead 3 weeks before the midterms. Canadians can now purchase pot through Uber. Doctors rank the worst foods if you want to live a long life. Also ahead, has President Biden sabotaged his own party? But first, a survey from Gallup finds just 34% of Americans trust the media, the fewest since a record low during the 2016 election. Only a third believe news organizations report events fully, accurately, and fairly. Less than 1 in 10 have a great deal of confidence in the press. Who are those people? The report highlights a growing partisan divide. 70% of Democrats trust the media. Only 14% of Republicans do. Paul from the New York Times says the Republicans are holding a slim advantage less than 3 weeks before the midterm vote. 49% of voters want Republicans to take control of Congress, 45% the Democrats. According to the Real Clear Politics Average, the GOP have a 66% chance to win the House and is now favored to win the Senate as well. That's Real Clear Politics. Residents in Toronto, Canada, can now order pot on their phones. Beginning this week, Canadians over the age of 19 can have Uber drop off the drugs. The company is partnering with three dispensaries to deliver cannabis the same way people order food. Lawmakers in Ontario legalized recreational marijuana in 2018. Since then, the province has collected $2 billion in additional taxes and, of course, millions of health problems that go along with marijuana use. The New England Journal of Medicine providing a list of foods to avoid for folks looking to live to be 100. I am not one of those. According to doctors, the following meals will take years off your life. Cheeseburgers, pizza, potato chips, candy bars, the worst soda. In other words, everything that tastes good will put you in the ground. In a moment, the Democrats, they got a big problem. Joe Biden, right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. According to most polling, the Republicans are going to win big on November 8th. And I, your humble correspondent, believe that to be true. The big reason is President Biden. He is hurting the Democratic Party. Now I'm going to play you three sound bites and we'll analyze. Go.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Okay, so now Jackie died a month and a half before Mr. Biden went looking for her on that stage. So there are two ways to look at this. He made a mistake. He didn't remember that she passed away. Hard to believe, since he was going to an event that was honoring Democrats, and he would have known who was on the dais. He's looking for Jackie. However, it's possible. but most likely Joe Biden forgot. And at that level, that's not good. Here is the second soundbite.
Just imagine, I mean it sincerely, I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq.
So, Bo Biden did not lose his life in Iraq. He died from brain cancer here in the USA. This is a bit more troubling. So, your son dies. You know what the circumstances are around his death. But President Biden apparently does not know. Now, I heard one analyst say, well, maybe he thinks that the brain cancer was contracted in Iraq. That's a stretch. That's giving beyond the benefit of the doubt. Let's play soundbite number three. Go.
Our economy is trying to sell. The internal. Inflation is worldwide. Worse off everywhere else in the United States.
Okay, well, our economy is not strong as hell. Almost every financial analyst believes we are in a recession or about to enter one, and everybody knows inflation is running about 10% for food and gasoline, and those are staples in working America. So how can you say the economy is strong as hell? He can say it because President Biden is delusional. He does not live in the real world, and therein lies the problem for the Democratic Party. There is no doubt about it anymore. There's no debate anymore. He's not operating in the real world. He believes what he wants to believe. He believes what he's told 10 minutes ago. He can't remember things. He is befuddled. That's dangerous for the most powerful man in the United States, and that is causing independent voters to go to the Republicans. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my big bestseller, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2 years ago today, more than 50 former intelligence officers signed a letter claiming the Hunter Biden laptop story was part of a Russian disinformation campaign. Wrote the analyst, quote, "The recent disclosure of emails related to Joe Biden's son have all the classic earmarks of a Kremlin information operation," unquote. That letter was in response to a New York Post story entitled "Biden Secret Emails." The article, published October 12, 2020, tied Joe Biden to his son's overseas business deals. The story, as you'll remember, was banned from being shared on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And the corporate media denied the story completely. The intelligence analysts who signed the letter include former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, a known Trump hater, former CIA Director Mike Hayden, former CIA Director Leon Panetta, former CIA Director John Brennan, another Trump hater. Well, 2 years later, in March 22, the Washington Post and other outlets were forced to admit the original New York Post story was real. The Washington Post, quote, "Thousands of emails purportedly from the laptop computer of Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, are authentic communications that can be verified through digital signatures from Google and other technology companies," unquote. In August 22, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg told podcaster Joe Rogan the FBI asked him to censor the story. Zuckerberg, quote, "The background here is that the FBI came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, you should be on high alert. We thought there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that," unquote. The FBI to Facebook. So Facebook banned the Hunter Biden story. This is unbelievably corrupt for the FBI and for the corporate media. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.